Iran began the new year with a bang by seizing a South Korean oil tanker. The country's leaders then announced that they're boosting nuclear fuel enrichment in defiance of a 2015 deal that the Trump administration pulled out of. And just today, Iran asked Interpol to arrest President Trump for last year's drone strike on a top Iranian official. Joining us for more is NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Tanya.
It's been 1 year since the U.S. killed General Qasem Soleimani. Now Iran wants Interpol to arrest Donald Trump. Your thoughts on this move?
Well, it's symbolic. This is not going to happen. Iran did this before several months ago in the middle of last year. They're asking for almost 50 U.S. officials. But what's important to understand here is that the Trump administration has waged this maximum pressure campaign against Iran throughout Trump's 4 years in office. And now what we're seeing is this could be seen as one part of Iran's effort to wage its own pressure campaign against the U.S. And maybe even more broadly, the international community at a moment when the U.S. is getting ready for a presidential transition.
Mm-hmm. South Korea also announced today that they'll dispatch a delegation to Iran after Iran seized one of its oil tankers. What's going on there?
Right. So Iran seized this oil tanker on Monday as it was going through the Strait of Hormuz. That's the waterway that's the entrance and exit to the Persian Gulf. Now, Iran claims that this was for pollution violations, but there's a very strong suspicion that the real reason Iran is doing this is it wants South Korea to hand over $7 billion. Now, South Korea has been withholding this money for Iranian oil that it bought because of the broader U.S. sanctions. The U.S. is not only sanctioning Iran itself, it's asked for other countries to go along with these sanctions. Iran is in very bad financial shape. It desperately needs this money. And so it would seem this is an attempt to strengthen its economy, and even reports that Iran wants this money to pay for COVID vaccines.
Iran also announced that it's going to enrich uranium to a higher level, though still not to the weapons-grade level. How significant is this?
Well, it is significant. Iran is allowed to enrich a limited amount of uranium to about 4% to run nuclear power plants. But now it's saying it's enriching up to 20%. Now, this could be used for medical research, but this is clearly a move to press for these greater sanctions relief and saying it wants some action taken here. It would need to go all the way up to 90% to have weapons-grade uranium, and there's no indication that's going to happen right now. But Iran, again, is trying to send a very clear signal that it's going to be very aggressive and assertive at this moment.
Mm-hmm. I have about 30 seconds with you. U.S.-Iran relations hit a low point during this Trump administration. So what are you expecting from the incoming Biden administration?
We're certainly expecting a different approach. President-elect Biden says he's willing to go back to the 2015 nuclear deal if Iran is going to go back to the same restrictions that were in place at the beginning. But it's not 2015. And what we're hearing is both sides might talk about a possible freeze. And then there would need to be some negotiations to go back and get things on track. But that's not going to be easy. We see this pressure campaign from Iran. It'll be a difficult challenge for the Biden administration.
NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie, as always, thank you.
My pleasure.